Let's turn out a local sports here on KNKX and the annual college football rivalry game between the University of Washington and Washington State happens Saturday evening in Seattle. Kickoff is at 5 p.m. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about how the tables are turned for this year's Apple Cup.
Art, for a change, there's something at stake for Washington State instead of the University of Washington.
Right. It's a little bit of an unusual thing. It's not always been that way, but normally Washington is the team that's got the bigger bowl stakes available to them in the Apple Cup. But that's not the case this year. They're both the same record, 9-2 overall, 6-2 in conference. That's the fewest losses by these two teams in 20 years. And really, only four times in the history of the game have both teams come in with four or fewer losses. So there's a lot of regional interest, certainly, is always there, but there's a little bit of a national stake to it because they're both top 15 teams. And that rarely has happened in the history of the Associated Press poll. So this has got a lot of juice to it. But Washington State has the additional opportunity to go to the Pac-12 championship if they beat the Huskies. They're tied right now with Stanford. And if Washington State loses, Stanford would advance to the Pac-12 title game against USC. And Washington is not going to have any role in this because they lost to Stanford. And so that means that the stakes are much more important for WSU than Washington. So Washington gets to play spoiler, which, you know, is okay, but that's supposed to be the Cougars' job. And so I think this is going to be a lot more fun. The Cougars have not won in Seattle since 2007. So it's a formidable deal with 70,000 people at Husky Stadium, probably on a wet Saturday night. But still, they've got the stakes. And they also had a bye week ahead of this game, so Mike Leach can prepare his air raid offense for a more diabolical intrigue.
Well, it has certainly been Washington's game in recent years.
Yes, they've won four in a row, 7 out of 8. And I think the last four combined score was 121-40. So, and they've really dominated from the beginning. The last five Apple Cups, the Huskies have had 45 points in the first quarter and the Cougars 9. That's really a big imbalance to start the game, and the Cougars have played from behind throughout, and it's just really hard against Washington's typically good defenses that to come back once you're in the ditch.
Well, against that backdrop, how do you think the game's going to go?
Well, this year it's kind of intriguing to me because the Cougars have a very good defense as well. They're ranked 11th nationally. They've had a great turnover margin. They seem to be, even with injuries, a very effective group, more so than I've ever seen, and certainly in a defense coached by Mike Leach, who's so offense-oriented that sometimes the defense doesn't get the attention it should have. But he's taking care of that this year. And the other thing I think that's going on is that Washington's offense has really struggled, and now the defense has given up 30 points in each of the last two games against Utah and Stanford. So I'm sensing a little bit of a vulnerability here by the Huskies, not that they're going to overlook the game, certainly, but I do think that this is Washington State's year. I can see fifth-year senior quarterback Luke Falk getting his way late in the game as the Washington defense, which has had some injuries, tires out and making a very dramatic end. And I'm going to say that it's going to be the Cougars 35-33.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.